If you are contemplating between a 99th condo apartment versus a 99th pure landed, then this will hit a dilemma situation of whether which one will make sense on the PSF level. For today's Nuggets on the Go, we are going to talk about 99 years pure landed homes and are they worth considering? Let's go. So previously, we went to Pearland Collection and we explored the entire brand new landed home. And of course, we went to their show gallery located along the actual side area. And if you're not seeing that video, click on the link right below and that will bring you to our main Property Brothers YouTube channel to look at Pearland Collection. And today, we're going to explore 99 years pure landed property because Pearland Collection is being launched as a 99 years product. And we want to explore on 99 years being an asset class and to see whether is it worth exploring. Now, in order to decide if a 99 years pure landed property is worth considering, it is good and important to understand the whole landed property in terms of its supply and price point as a whole context. So let's have a quick look at the residential price performance of landed versus condominiums. Now, the reason is because if I were to bring out this disparity chart, a 99 years landed property will only make sense for you if you are in a dilemma situation. Now, what do we mean by that? If we look at pure landed property, you might feel that you have been priced out because of the price appreciation movement over the last 3 years, from 2020 until 2023. So you might be struggling in the sense that you don't want to overstretch yourself in terms of an overall family property investment budget into a pure landed, because a pure landed might be in the range of about $4.5 million to $5 million after you factor in the land costs as well as renovation costs or maybe E&A costs that can even pump you up to about $5.5 all the way to about $6 million for entry-level inter-terrace. Let me just give you an illustration example. So for example, if you are planning to go for maybe District 19 or District 28 or maybe in the OCR region of other landed enclaves, you are thinking about this $4 million Category 1 home. And you are looking at this $4 million inter-terrace home that is 999 or freehold in nature. However, this belongs to the Category 1 home. What do we mean by Category 1 home? So Category 1 home belongs to homes that are meant for rebuild. And after you purchase that, you will likely need to tear it down. And of course, tearing it down will require an average PSF of about $350 to $450 per square foot. So if you multiply by the build-out area, maybe your rebuild cost is about $1.5 to $1.8 million. That will bring you to a totality of $5.5 to $5.8 million. And maybe that is not what you're looking at. If you look for something that is maybe about two stories, having 3 to 4 bedrooms, and these are what we call the Cat 2 homes, 20 over years old, and you might think about doing A&A to extend a build-up area of that landed home, and you enter at about $4.5 million. You then realize that A&A cost is actually not low as well, because sometimes A&A costing could go up to 70 to 80% of a rebuild cost. It can go maybe up to about $1 million. And all in, you're putting at about $5.5 million into that home. So whether you go for Cat 1 freehold, it will end up at about $5.5 to $5.8. Cat 2 also ends up at about $5.5. How about Cat 3 home? Maybe you saw an inter-terrace. Probably just need about $500,000 for renovation. And maybe you enter at about $4.5 million. But you still end up with about $5 million in totality. And then you try to explore Cat 4 homes, which are brand new inter-terraces. And those are maybe hovering at about $5.5 million. So all in order to enter into the freehold or 999's landed spectrum, the minimum entry right now in most OCR zonings are already doing at about $5.5 million after you factor in all the costing additionally to make it a livable home. And then you might also be struggling, hey, what if my overall budget is below $4 million? What is the best amount of square footage I can get in return for my family? You might be thinking, hey, how about I go for condominiums? Or just doing a search before coming in to the studio. I key in a few key parameters. Firstly, below $4 million. Secondly, above 2,000 square feet. Thirdly, it must have 4 to 5 bedrooms. It must be a condo, apartment, cluster house, or executive condominium. We eliminated walk-up. Below $3.9 million, sorry. Above 2,000 square feet, and that's all. It means we are okay with all kinds of tenants. It can be freehold, 999 or 99 years. Apply the filter. Realize that the entire Singapore has only 395 listings. And of course, a lot of the listings are the recent 11 at Holland sale that was going on. And of course, if you look at that, you have a wide range, but predominantly they are in the OCR area. What if you're after a little bit more square footage? So let's say you say, I want a minimum of 3,000 square feet. What can I get? Instantaneously, your result drops to 205. Of course, there has been a lot of listings on 11 in Holland. If I were to remove that choice, now, 11 Holland is a fantastic product. I think it's a strata product, but later I'll dive into the key differences between a strata landed versus a 99 years pure landed. 11 Holland is also a 99 years property that was built in 2014. And of course, the moment we key in this parameter, it would then streamline the amount of choices, which is this 205 results into cluster homes largely, as well as apartments. If I remove cluster home, apply the filter, instantly, the entire Singapore right now, if I want something that's above 3,000 square feet, below 3.9 million, meaning I'm going for low PSF, I want good size, I want 4 to 5 bedrooms across the island, I want condos and apartments, I can only have 66 results. And predominantly, these are usually penthouses for sale. Now, what can we conclude from this? Basically, in terms of choices, it's pretty limited. Because if you want size, you want more bedrooms, you want at least a 3,000 square feet, the key choices now is this. If it's below $4 million, it's below $3.9 million, I can only go for cluster houses, which has a combination of 99 and freehold. I can go for 99 years landed property, which, for example, like Poland Collection, which is starting from about $3.6 million all the way to maybe about $3.8 million range, depending on the launch phase. And of course, prices are subjected to change based on our understanding at the home tour stage. And I can, of course, look at these 66 listings, which are the penthouses, the bigger units. When I try to look at the key differences, most of these listings, if I go to Property Guru and have a look at them, probably there's a little bit of freehold properties there. And then I look at the cluster housing. And then I look at this 99 years lender. How do I make sense of these three? First thing to make sense of is that to understand the key fundamental difference in terms of living in this type of properties. So let's do a quick summation of this. If I talk about condos and apartments, very clear cut, these are strata properties. You're buying the strata airspace. And of course, the key benefit is that you have facilities, your condominiums, provided you don't go for boutique developments. You go for larger projects with holes of facilities, tennis court, basement parking, communal living, and of course, there's barbecue pits, kids playground, all that kind of stuff, right? Number two, cluster housing. Predominantly, if you want to go for big ones, you have to go for bigger projects. And usually, bigger projects will entail more units together. They will usually have a pool, basement parking, kids playground, barbecue pits, and things like that. If you go for boutique ones, most of the time it's just a row of strata houses together in a compound. And security usually is not 24/7. You usually have your own remote control to enter into the property. And these are fantastic if you are looking for privacy. But these are usually boutique projects with not much facilities, maybe more or less having a lap pool. Third one will be a pure landed. So take note that pure landed is different from strata housing. Pure landed sits on a land that is bigger, firstly, than a cluster house. Let me just give a quick differential between these two. Cluster housing, when you go for it, they calculate by airspace. So we have sold a lot of cluster housing before, but you just have to take note that when we calculate PSF, pure landed properties, we look at land PSF as well as the build-up PSF. So for example, if you go for a pure landed, they will first look at what is the land size that you're getting. So for example, the land size at Poland Collection is about 1,615 square feet. That is the land size that you're buying. You are buying the land that is full 99. It belongs, the title belongs to you, as well as the structure sitting on it. So the structure is about 4,001 square feet. That is the amount of build-up space that you have. So you're getting two things in return for your investment, the land as well as the build-up. Cluster house, you're basically buying into the community. So it's like a little bit like buying into a condo, into a strata project. You're buying the strata space. So usually strata properties, they have good strata space at about 3,000 plus, 4,000 plus, some even up to 5,000 plus square feet. Take note that usually the land that they're sitting on is close to about 800 to 1,000 square feet. Because when you multiply that upwards, for example, 800 square feet times four levels, that's about 3,000 plus or 4,000 square feet. And they will also count in the parking space. So cluster housing is fantastic if you do not want maintenance because you have to pay MCSD fees. Pure landed properties, you don't have to pay MCSD fees. In return, you must maintain the property yourself, external and internal. Cluster housing is a bit like buying a condo. You pay a monthly MCSD fee as sinking fund. There is repainting probably once every 7 years. Any external leakages, you can call it MCSD, they will arrange someone to fix for anything internal, you have to settle yourself. So that's the key fundamental differences. So I will group cluster houses and condominiums in the same category. I'll group landed properties in a different segment when it comes to maintenance. So we'll talk about the differential between calculating land PSF and strata PSF. But just on this itself, you can calculate then in terms of the amount of investment that you are going in for. What do I mean by this? Because for example, if you're buying a 99 pure lender at about $3.6 million, you take $3.6 million divided by the square feet that you're getting, which is 3.6 divided by 4,100 square feet. So you're paying about 878 PSF for the build up area. So in this case for Poland Collection, if it's 3.6 million, you're getting a fresh 99 years Cat 4 home. And I'm still pointing to this Cat 4 home here because this is something that you don't have to do anything already. Of course, you can still get a 99 years, maybe at about $2.8 to $3 million. And maybe that is a home that's already 20 over years old. You can put in a bit of renovation, about $300,000 or $500,000. There's one rule of thumb is that when you buy a 99 years older, pure landed that is maybe having a balance deal of 70 or 80 years old, please do not tear down and rebuild. In fact, the best is also do not do A&A. Just do renovation because there's no economic value in tearing down a 99 years pure landed. So usually very seasoned landed buyers, they do not touch the facade. They probably will repaint it. They'll renovate it. Maybe they'll spend $300,000 or maybe $400,000 or $500,000 to renovate their 99 years landed home. But they will never tear it down because if you tear it down, there's not much economic value in the depreciating lease. So that is a rule of thumb. Usually people only tear down, rebuild A&A, reconstruct for pure landed that is freehold and triple 9 years. 99 years, as much as you can, renovate. If not, go for Cat 4 homes because it's really brand new. There's nothing much you need to do. Everything is given. Let's recollect back to what we have discussed so far. We discussed about the maintenance fee portion. Pure landed versus cluster home and condos and apartments. That's the key fundamental difference. If you are okay with not paying maintenance fee and you're okay with doing maintenance over your landed home over the years, then anyway, if you are already intending to buy a pure freehold or triple nine landed, that is already the same category. Whether is it 99 or freehold, you have to do your own maintenance because you own the land, you own the structure. All right. MCST fees is payable if you want lifestyle. That means you don't want to think about maintaining your cluster house. You want to have an MCSD, you're okay to pay a monthly maintenance fee and sinking fund because it's communal living, there's some facilities and stuff. That is a narrow spectrum. So there are two totally different products. Okay. Number two, PSF will make sense if you calculate build up versus build up. That means you look at the build up area of the 99 years that is, for example, Poland Collection, in this example, 4,001 square feet, which then translates to about $800 over, barely touching $900 per square foot for build-up versus the cluster house build-up PSF versus the condo build-up PSF. So it will make a lot more sense if you're struggling with this overall quantum below $3.9 million. You want good size bedrooms, you want size, and you're thinking about pure landed versus condos and apartments. Because technically speaking, these are the three choices that you will have on this chart right here. So basically, if you look at it, if I talk about whether a combination of 99 years or freehold or triple 9 years, condos and apartments, these are the three types of properties that I can choose in today's market in the year 2023. Firstly, I can go for the resale market, which in OCR averagely is already going at about 1420 per square foot. Okay, so I'm going to put this Pollen Collection PSF right here. Maybe I'll take the highest spectrum, $3.7 million divided by 4.1. That's probably about $900 per square foot for a brand new 99 years, 5-bedroom, having level 1, 1M, 2, 3 roof terrace, a totality of about 5 different levels. There's a lift within it. You can park 2 cars. You own a land, you own a structure. It's brand new. It's going to TOP in a couple of years' time. You're going to get a brand new product. You can move in immediately. Everything is done for your kitchen. So you should really have a look at the home tour videos because the fridge, washing machine is given, wardrobes are all done, bathrooms are all brand new. You don't have to spend any money on renovation. Basically, the only thing you need to do is really to shift your luggage and bring your furniture. So that's about $900 per square foot for this 4,100 square feet of built-up area. And then when you look at the resale OCR condos and apartments, they are averagely about 1,420 PSF. RCR is about 1,008. CCR is about 2,230 PSF. And then you come to the newly TOP ones, which, for example, you have projects that just hit TOP this year. Maybe Sterling Residences is in the RCR area, Park Estar, District 14. And of course, you have a couple of projects that's hitting that TOP date this year. These are brand new. Nobody has stayed there before. First owner waited 3 to 4 years. You buy from them. You get immediate move-in. You still have 1 year defect warranty. Similarly, this has also a 1 year care period, defect care period. The PSF level is between this range, basically right here, that you can see from here, all right? And then when you consider the new launches in the market, there's 47 new launches in today's market. 1,008, 2,003 OCR, which average is already 2,000, 2,003. There's more 1,008 already because Botany was supposed to be the lowest, but more than 50% I think has already been sold. Average now is about 2,000, 2,001 PSF. RCR, 2,328, CCR, 2,6 to 3,5. So you're looking at this three spectrum of PSF. So if you are going for PSF play, then maybe this might make sense. Because anyway, most of the launches right here, they are in the 99 years category. If you're going for freehold, then that's a totally different product. But what I'm trying to share is that if you're contemplating between a 99 years condo apartment versus a 99 years pure landed, then this will hit a dilemma situation of whether which one will make sense on the PSF level. So that is one. And then as we start to look at what is happening right now? So this was the disparity effect that I was talking about, meaning that now a lot of people are struggling. Hey, you know, should I go for this category or should I go for this category? Because it seems to me that if I go for this category, if I spend maybe 3 million, 3.5 million, the PSF, because of the fact that it's already at this new level, the size of the units that I'm getting is of a lower level. So just now we explored the 66 different products. If I were to reduce the square footage, because I key in a square feet of about 3,000 square feet, what if I reduce it to 2,000 square feet? Let me see what's my result. Of course, I will have more choices. I'll have 245 apartments that I can choose from, and predominantly 99 years. 2,000 plus square feet, I have lots of choices. So then it brings me back to another question, is that even though I buy something at about 1,400 PSF in maybe the OCR area, I'm going at about 2,000 plus square feet, I will need to pay 1,420 times 2,002 square feet. That would cost me about $3.1 million to enter into a 99-year condo, 2,002 square feet, 1,420 PSF, maybe in the OCR area, one of the penthouses with 4 bedrooms. I'm happy there. $3.124 million. But this is starting from $3.6 million. The gap is about $476,000. For this $476,000, I need to bring out the lease reset calculator. So what do I mean by that? So we call this the lease reset calculator, or you can call it the land cost PSF calculator. What does this show? Okay, let me just give an example. Let's say I'm going for Rio Vista, okay? Because I saw one of the listings right there, Rio Vista. And of course, this will only cater to you if you can afford all the way up to about $3 million. If let's say your range is below 3 million, then by all means, Rio Vista is a fantastic product. So let me just get one actual listings right there. So now there's a 2.45 million listing for sale. It's at about 1,078 PSF, 99 years. It was built in 2004. But in order to get a clear indication, I will need to go to square foot. Okay, so I will have to go and check what is the age of it? Okay, but this is asking for $2.45 million, 2271 square feet. And then I will look at Rio Vista as a project because I want to find out the land, when is it starting from? Okay, so the land starts from 2001. Now, take note, when you go to portals like this, they say build 2004. That is the TOP date. That is not the lease tenure date. So as you can see clearly, the purchase price, if let's say, for example, today you're contemplating, you can afford a $2.45 million property. You can also afford a $3.7 million. Maybe your max is 3.9. You don't want to cross that area, which is why you cannot go for a pure landed. Because as mentioned just now at the start of the video, no matter what range you go for, you sink in an amount for reconstruction, AAA, rebuild or renovation, it's going to blow up to about $5 million. Maybe you don't want to go into that stretch range for your family. You want to keep everything below 3.9. And thus you're figuring out, hey, should I go for Real Vista or should I go for Poland Collection? Now take note, I already disclaimed that Real Vista is a fantastic project with so many units there. I have clients staying there. I love the development as well. Huge project. The Olympic swimming pool is fantastic. This is a very good product if you love huge array of facilities. There's tennis court, you can multi-story car park, basement car park, kids playground and stuff like that, all right? This is very suitable if you fall in the category that you are contemplating between size, number of bedrooms. You really want good sized units and you can stretch to $3.8 million. This is how you calculate your dilemma situation. Firstly, I pump in price, size of the unit in terms of strata, build-up space. That is why for Poland Collection, even though the land size is 1615, I'm not taking the land size, I'm taking the build-up 4001 right here, thereabout. Tenure start date is very important. Current year is important. And if I divide back the asking price versus the balance, this is the land cost PSF per year right now. It's a little bit like calculating the balance depreciation versus the COE of a car, all right? And then PSF on the surface, this is at 1078 Real Vista. Poland is at 902. But if I were to reset them both back to a full 99 years, the full price is actually 3.15 million for Real Vista. This is something you have to take note. Because if now we reset both of them back to 99 years for a fair comparison, Real Vista is actually 3.15. Poland Collection is $3.855 million. The actual PSF on the surface versus the full 99 PSF is different. This will then help you to make a decision to see whether, based on the PSF disparity and the quantum disparity, which one should I go for? So actually, even though now you're buying 2.45, the reason why it is 2.45 is because of the balance lease. This is something we all have to know. So sometimes when we say, hey, you know, resale is cheaper, but is it actually cheaper? Or is it because of the balance lease? That's why it is cheaper. So if we were to make them back to full 99 years, what is the actual asking price? The actual asking price is actually $3.15 versus $3.855 million. And if you were to buy both properties today, what is a possible exit price? When you put your Poland Collection in the market, maybe for $4 million, and you put your Real Vista in the market, maybe at $2.75 million, which one do you think will have an audience that will likely absorb your unit? So similarly, in 4 years' time, your audience is going to face the same dilemma because when they pay this amount, this will likely be for a category that can only afford below $3 million. These two figures are the most important figures that you have to be comfortable with yourself because end of the day, the reason that you can get this is because of the fact that it has a balance list like this. In exchange of a bigger square footage by about 1,700 square feet. You get a pure landed status. You don't have to pay MCST fee. And for the $705,000, you get an extra 18 years lease tenure. That is the key difference. So if I were to sum it up for you, and that is something that you need to maybe decide with your spouse and your family, is Poland Collection right for me? So that is usually how we share with our clients and customers how to make a decision. All right. Now, final point for today's episode. If I look at all the available supply in the market, probably you have come to our lender convention before. If you have also come to our webinars before, we always talk about understanding macro. Quick recap. These are all the properties that will be available for anybody in 7 years' time. Because in 7 years' time, we're going to hit 6.9 million population. And to come back again, in our context, I always think that in Singapore, we are undersupplied with the population target we have. Now, of course, if our government do not have the population target, then I think we are doing okay. But if it's at 6.9 million, something is very different because on the whole island, we only have 1.2 million units of HDB, which is basically 75% of all residential housing already. but we only have 350,000 units of condos and apartments. And if I look at the available stock right now, and every year we're adding about 10,000 units through government land sales and new launches. Maybe in 5 years' time, we'll hit 400,000. But as of today, we're still undersupplied. Because for the very fact that foreigners and companies that already own the 80,000+ units of condos, they are not going to sell because they bought before the 60% ABSD. They are not going to sell anymore. They're going to hold on to their properties to continue to rent out because rental is also doing well. We only have a roving stock of 260,000, which is, in my context, is under supply. So if you own one unit of condo in Singapore, you are owning one of 262,000 roving stock. When you look at landed, it's very different as well. Firstly, transactions are still strong. Every year, we're doing about 1,600 to 2,000 units. PSF is strong. It's inelastic. Why is it inelastic? Because there's no more stock of landed available. Why are there no more stock? I just need to bring out this chart right here to share why we have no more landed stock. And it's so hard to get a brand new landed nowadays because firstly, developers of freehold properties, they're trying not to take too much risk to buy up Cat 1 old landed homes because the old landed homes are also asking for quite a high pricing. If you look at this, the landed supply has already plateaued at 73,000 since 2018. It also takes a lot of risk for developers to build because if you go for maybe a 5.5 million freehold property, the reason why is at a certain pricing is because in terms of PSF level, it has went up after pandemic. There's also a lot of demand in terms of like power upgrades, solar panels, EV provision and things like that. When we look at this, the most important thing is that firstly, because of the fact that the supply is limited, it is very hard to get a whole batch of brand new landed together. So for the whole landed at Poland collection is brand new one shot. Of course, you're free to tear down if you want to. You want to change the facade. It's up to you because it's built at one go. It doesn't mean you cannot change the exterior outlook. You can because you own the land, you own the structure. So after you purchase it, after it hits CSC, you can do whatever you want with it. All right. Provided it's approved by BCA and all that with your guidelines and things like that. But you can change the color. You can change the exterior facade. You want to change the materials externally. It's up to you because these are pure land homes. These are not cluster houses. Cluster houses, you cannot change the facade because everything is by the MCSD approval. Now for this, you get one time to enter together. And this is what we call the herd mentality. Have a look at our replay on herd mentality again. Because this is the one chance that everybody will buy all this landed home at Poland Collection at the same price range and the same price PSF range, which is about $3.6 to $3.8 million. PSF is about there, $900 per square foot. And 3 years later, what's going to happen is that everybody will have a same mindset that, hey, I will never sell back at my purchase price. I will, all of us should sell at maybe at least $400,000 upwards projection to exit. Basically, this is what we call herd mentality. You enter at the same time. This is the one chance that everybody will think the same way. And that is what we call the upward valuation potential whenever a project hits its TOP date. Secondly, it is very hard because of the fact that the landed land has already plateaued. Bukit Sambal, of course, they own the land bank right there at this entire Poland Seletar zoning. And thus, in terms of the future launches, this is, of course, going to be something that I think will be an insurance for the existing people who buy into Poland. Because naturally, as GLS and all prices are appreciating with asset inflation, there's no reason why the developer will need to launch lower than its previous launch. So I think if you're struggling in this context that I've talked about in this episode between condos, cluster house and this, then based on my calculation right here, it will make sense for you to think about whether should you go for this, a fresh lease, brand new product, good quantum to enter, is now forming into this whole spectrum, 2 over million to 3 million for a condo, cluster house, 3 over million to 4 million, brand new Poland collection, 3.6 to 3.8 over million. Freehold properties, even if you enter at 4.55, you'll end up with $5.5 million. So if you have not watched the home tour on Poland Collection, do have a look at it. And I hope that this episode makes sense and adds value to you. And of course, my name is Melvin Lim. We hope to see you on the next NOTG. In the meantime, take care.